Hello, everybody. Well, happy holidays. You know my crew, Malia, Sasha, Michelle, Grandma.
Hey, Grandma.
Happy holidays to Reese and to everyone here tonight and everyone watching at home. Now, let's begin the process of lighting the tree. We got a countdown going on. We're going to start at five. Here we go. Five, four, three, two, one.
Merry
Christmas, everybody.
Hello there.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Miss Piggy. How are you?
Well, you look fabulous.
Thank you. So do you. You
almost
look amazing.
Almost as fabulous as me, yes. Yeah. Yes, I was going to say that.
You look great.
Yeah. And you know what? It's all thanks to your Let's Move campaign. I've been working out.
That's good.
Eating healthy.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of you, Miss Piggy.
Yeah, but you are going to have cake later at this event, right?
We'll just skip that. But now we're gonna read a story. Are you guys ready for that?
Yeah.
All right, are you ready, Miss Piggy?
Oh, I am, yes.
Okay. We're gonna read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." Are you ready?
Yes, let's start. Go ahead.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer.
With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles his coursers they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
Excellent reading, Miss
Thank
Piggy,
you.
By the way.
Yes.
To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
You're not bad either.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle.
But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
High five, Miss Piggy. Yes, that was low five. Way to go.
Yay. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you, Betty, for that introduction, for your extraordinary service as one of our park rangers, and for all of your and your great-grandmother's contributions to this country. Please give Betty a big round of applause. I want tips from Betty on how I can look that good at 94. I also want to thank Betty's boss, Jonathan Jarvis, and for everybody from the National Park Service and the National Park Foundation for everything that they do to protect and care for America's great outdoors, and for helping us find our park this year and every year. And thank you, Reese Witherspoon, and each of tonight's outstanding performers. Now, this is, of course, the most wonderful time of the year, but we would be remiss not to take a moment to remember our fellow Americans whose hearts are heavy tonight, who grieve for loved ones, especially in San Bernardino, California. Their loss is our loss, too, for we're all one American family. We look out for each other in good times and in bad. And they should know that all of us care about them this holiday season. They're in our thoughts, they're in our prayers, and we send them our love. Now, this is the 93rd time Americans have gathered by the White House to light the national Christmas tree. And as always, this tree is not alone. All across America, in living rooms and offices, churches and town squares, families and neighbors are gathering to decorate trees of their own and get into the holiday spirit. It's a chance to come together and to focus on what really matters, the simple gifts of family and friends, the wonder and hope in a child's eye, and of course, the spirit of giving and compassion that can help all of us find new meaning in the world around us. That's the message of the child whose birth families like mine celebrate on Christmas. A prince born in a stable who taught us that we should love our neighbors as ourselves, and that we are our brother's keeper and our sister's keepers, that we should feed the hungry, visit the sick, welcome the stranger. These are the lessons of Jesus Christ, but they're also the bedrock values of all faiths, values to be cherished and embraced not only during the holidays, but to be practiced in our daily lives. So during this holiday season, let's come together as brothers and sisters around the humanity that we share. Let's reach out to those who can use a hand. Let's summon the spirit of togetherness that's always helped to kindle America's shining example to the world. And let's keep in our prayers those Americans who protect that ideal, especially those stationed far from home during the holidays. Our men and women in uniform and their families sacrifice so much for us, and it's because of them that we can celebrate freely, that we can worship as we please, that we can come together on a night like this, strong and united and free. So, on behalf of Michelle and Malia and Sasha and Grandma and Bo and Sonny. Happy holidays to all of you. May God bless you all, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Santa Claus. Should we be doing a little jingle bells here?
I think it's time for a round of jingle bells. Everybody can sing along. Everybody knows the words.